Hello and welcome to the Dr. Nyman Show. Today is Thursday, March 26, 2020. The outbreak of COVID has been continuing furiously around the world. Dr. Nyman has some updates for everyone that he'd like to share. Dr. Nyman, welcome back.
Okay, thanks, Ryan. Yeah, I thought I'd do a quick update. This will be kind of a historic date. The U.S. Will become number one in the world as far as confirmed COVID cases are concerned. And not quite there yet, but the numbers that came out already today with New York having almost 7,000 new cases today and New Jersey with about 2,400 pretty much ensures that the United States will finish the day ahead of both Italy and China and will be in the number one position on total numbers of cases. These increases are concerning, but not unexpected. Several cities in the United States have been showing large increases, and they've gotten to the level where they're up to 1,000 or 2,000 cases, and since they double every 2 days, that adds, you take two or three of them now, and you've got the equivalent of New York going up 5,000. So the U.S. Yesterday went up almost 15,000. Today it's already up almost 11, and that's probably lagging numbers. So the U.S. will certainly go up well over 15,000 today, may even be approaching 20,000. And that will easily move them above Italy and China to the number one position. As might be expected, President Trump's timing is impeccable. Just like when WHO declared a pandemic, he decided to put up walls to try to keep out a virus, which was everywhere. And now he is has a plan for putting up more walls. You could call it the balkanization of the United States. I'm not sure exactly what he's calling it, but he's going to try to devise a strategy that the places with lower levels of virus will have free movement so that they can pick up the virus in the higher areas and move that into the lower areas and kind of democratized the virus in the United States. But in the process, he'll probably try to turn the United States into the un-United States by picking and choosing regions that don't have to continue the social distancing, which will ensure that the virus will spread to all regions of the U.S. at fairly similar numbers. And give him an opportunity to try to rescue a few of his favorite regions and say, well, I'm going to keep the virus out after the virus is already in. So this is another series of closing of doors or in some cases opening doors to let the virus in or closed doors after the virus is already out. He definitely does not understand infectious diseases and how viruses transmit. And his latest letter leaves little doubt that he is simply clueless, and it's unfortunate that he is still head of the United States during an epic pandemic, which will almost certainly surpass 1980, at least in the U.S. The U.S. they did such a good job of keeping the virus out that the U.S. has moved into the number one position in the world, outpacing China. And it's on that date that he's going to announce removing social distancing rules for certain parts of the United States. I think that's going to be it for now. Just wanted to make note of the fact that there is no doubt that the U.S. will be number one within a few hours. And there's no doubt that Donald J. Trump should definitely not be have anything to do with management of this pandemic.
All right, thanks, Dr. Nemec, for the update. As always, everyone keep following us, please, on recommendnemec.co. We're always updating all the time and everything going on. And this the situation continues to evolve rapidly here in the United States. And thank you for listening.